You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Because we've heard so much what we thought was truth, and it's not truth. Get on reading.
And committing to us the message of reconciliation.
Committing to us the message of reconciliation.
Of the restoration to favor.
Of the restoration to favor. That's it. That's it. Committing to us the message. That's to every one of us, of reconciliation. What is the reconciliation? That is the restoration of favor, that they've been restored to favor with God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, why don't you believe it? You see? See, believing is having. The Bible said, he that believeth hath. See, they don't believe, so they don't have, even though it does belong to them. Amen. Praise God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so, you see, we read these verses sometime, like this, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, but it doesn't register on us. Because, you know, I said earlier that sometimes these roadblocks are because of tradition. Traditional teachings got our minds all cluttered up. I was thinking, my spirit keeps on the inside of me, and my spirit keeps reminding me of something. I want you to turn with me to the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians for a minute. I want you to see something here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to see something here about Jesus. This chapter ends with the 21st verse by saying, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, you know that belongs to every sinner. Won't do him any good unless he knows it and believes it and accepts it, but it really belongs to him. He wasn't just made sin for we Christians. Let's skip back up here. You know, we like that 17th verse greatly. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. Another translation said, all these things. What he's talking about, these things, this new creation. Old things are passing away. All things becoming new are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, I really wish, I keep saying it over and over again, but I really wish that the church as a whole would come to realize the ministry they're supposed to have. They never have gotten into it yet. They've just gotten some in the very edge of it. I want you to see what it is. What is this ministry of reconciliation that's given to all of us? Every one of us has got that ministry. Every believer. All right? To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the church unto himself. Huh? Who did he reconcile unto himself?
The world.
The world. The world. The world. Now notice this. The world. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. World, them. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Imputing is an accounting term. Amplified said, he's not counting up or holding against men their trespasses. Well, somebody said they'll all be saved then, won't they? No, they're sinners that need to be born again. You see, he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. There is no sin problem today. There's only the sinner problem. Oh, you're listening to me. See, he did that. Well, if he did that, why don't it just automatically fall on everybody? No, he's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what he wants us to do, is to go tell them, bless God, he's not holding against you. He's not counting up or holding against you your trespasses, but has canceled them. Canceled them. The world canceled them. That's the ministry he gave us. See, we never got told sinners that. People are not told sinners, now God's going to get you. Well, no, he's not. See, they'll go back to the Old Testament and get some text back there that happened before Jesus was made to be sin for all of us before he took upon himself this, you see. God is angry with the sinner every day. See, he's going to get you. Boy, you just make the least false step, he's going to swat you just like you was a fly. No, that's not the message he told us to preach. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Anybody got the Amplified translation there? You have that? Stand up over here, brother, and read that 17th verse, the 19th verse of the Amplified. Read about one clause at a time, and I'll reiterate it. 19th verse of the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Yeah.
It was God personally present in Christ.
It was God personally present in Christ. See, King James said, to wit, God was in Christ Jesus. See, that's saying the same thing. It was God personally present in Christ. Go on reading.
Reconciling and restoring the world to favor.
Woo! Did you wear your shouting clothes today? Reconciling and restoring the world, what?
To favor. With himself.
See, the sinner don't know he's been restored to favor with himself. All right, go on reading.
Not counting up and holding against men their trespasses.
Not counting up and holding against men, that's the world, their trespasses. Go on reading.
But canceling them.
Woo! Glory! That's what he wants us to tell them. We never have told a sinner that yet. That if you don't quit that, God's going to get you. Well, no, he's not holding against them anyway. He's already canceled it all out. Just get them to Jesus.
Amen.
Get them to Jesus. How are you listening?
Amen.
Now, you know, that almost sounds foreign to us. Because we've heard so much what we thought was truth, and it's not truth. Keep on reading.
And committing to us the message of reconciliation.
Committing to us the message of reconciliation.
Of the restoration to favor.
Of the restoration to favor. That's it. Committing to us the message. That's to every one of us, of reconciliation. What is the reconciliation? That is the restoration of favor, that they've been restored to favor with God. Oh, my, that hadn't dawned on you yet. I said, that hadn't dawned on you yet. That hadn't dawned on the church yet. They don't even know it. Yet that belongs to all of us. Well, why don't it do us any good? Because we don't accept it and believe it. You got to know it and believe it and accept it. Now, by the same token, hallelujah. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Well, if he did, how come I still got them? Because you never believed what the scripture said he did for you. You either haven't heard it, or else you heard it and didn't believe it. Are you listening?
Amen.
Now, I know that I read this very verse myself for a long time before I thoroughly understood what it said. Because you see, a lot of times we've been religiously trained and we're reading the Bible with glasses on that are colored with religious tradition. And it's hard to see what the scripture is saying. But when I fully understood what it meant, I rejoiced in it. Then I was able to emphasize the word our. Himself took our. Whose?
Our
infirmities. And he bare our. Whose?
Our
sicknesses. Thank God I'm included in that hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our infirmities. Our sicknesses. So you see, here's the way I looked at it. If he took our infirmities, that's yours and mine, then I can read this like this. I can say he took my infirmities. He bare my sicknesses. See, that brings it right down to home.
Amen.
I don't have to bear my sicknesses anymore. He bore them that I might be free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, yeah, but how come I've still got them? Because you're still claiming them. He bore your sicknesses, mine, but instead of me claiming and saying he bore them, I'm free. I'm saying I still got them. I still got them. I'm still sick. I still have them. And as long as I hold on to them, I'm going to keep them.
Amen.
Thank God I'm going to turn loose of them. In fact, I have. I have. I'm sort of like the story I read after World War II. I got a real blessing out of it. There's a little woman there in London, England, during World War II. I read this in the paper. It's a true story. And yet I paraphrased it to fit healing. You know, the German planes would come over and drop their devastating bombs upon the city. Air raid sirens would sound. People would make their way to the air raid shelters to be safe. Every night the planes were coming. Well, one night the neighbors noticed that this little old lady wasn't with them. Somebody wondered, well, where was she? In the daytime, they're all busy. They didn't contact one another. They're busy cleaning up after, you know, bombs had fallen and so on. And so the second night she wasn't there. The third night she wasn't with them. Some of them asked, anybody seen Mrs. So-and-so? Nobody had seen her. Because they're all busy in the daytime cleaning up, you know, after the bombs had fallen. And they said, well, do you suppose she got killed? And we didn't know about it. Some of them thought maybe that she went away to the country to escape the bombs. You know, no use dropping bombs out there in the country. Do very little damage. They drop them on the cities. But the fourth day, somebody met her on the street. Said, oh, we're glad to see you back. Well, she said, I haven't been anywhere. What do you mean glad to see me back? I haven't been anywhere. What is that, the last three nights? When the air raid siren sounds and the bombs come over, the planes come over and the bombs are falling, you haven't been going to the air raid shelter because we're there and you're not there. What do you do?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.